Thank you very much for giving us this interview. I would like to start by asking you, what got you interested in promoting cycling in Rwanda?
Cycling has always been my passion, always been my sport. I've been riding a bike since 1970, and I went to Rwanda in 2006 to help a friend do a bike race. And from that point, it just all started. I came back in beginning of 07 in February to test some riders to see if they had talent. They did, and I've been there ever since.
And how many cyclists are participating now?
We have over 100 cyclists in the country. We have 15 right now on the national team. And next week, we have the Tour of Rwanda, our big flagship event in Rwanda, and we'll have three teams of five. So 15 riders will be on the national three teams for the Tour of Rwanda.
Is cycling having an impact in promoting reconciliation given the history of genocide in Rwanda?
Absolutely. On our team, we have riders from all over the country. We have survivors. They were all kids during the genocide, but they were all affected emotionally, and they've all lost family members. And it's an amazing tool for reconciliation within that whole culture during the genocide.
Are there specific challenges that you have faced as you promote cycling in Rwanda?
Challenges always. We are dealing with young men that have gone through a lot of trauma. So cycling, even though it's an outlet, it definitely poses different challenges. We have full-time teachers for education because a lot of our riders have not been able to have secondary or even some primary education. So education is a big portion of our project also.
Tell me about this film, Rising from Ashes.
Rising from Ashes is very unique in that it started over 7 years ago, the filming. So our original footage is from the inception of the team. And it's a film about reconciliation. It's a film about second chances. It's a film about emerging from past tragedies on every level to actually become something incredible and for your country. And even though it's around the bike, it's really not about the bike. It's something so much more profound and deeper than just the bicycle.
And are you planning to take this film to other African countries?
Absolutely. We've got requests all over Africa. I have shown it in Eritrea already. Every country we go to, I think it will benefit.
What feedback have you received? You say you have shown it in Eritrea, for instance, from the people who have watched it.
They were absolutely stunned by the film. And I think part of it, too, is they hadn't realized how much the genocide impacted Rwanda. You know, it's kind of isolated in Eritrea. They're a cycling country, so they appreciated the film on the sports level immensely. And they have incredible respect for Rwandans and the cycling.
And how important is bringing this film to the United Nations for screening?
It's very important. It's evidence of what sports can do in reconciliation.